Hey, I'm Michael Neal. Welcome to the program. I created this as a chance for us to have a coaching conversation, to, as best I can in this medium, recreate the experience of what it's like when I sit with a client over a few days or weeks or months or sometimes even years and explore the nature of what it is to be alive and what's possible for human beings. And I tried to do the same thing in the book, Supercoach, and this is an opportunity to go deeper into the sort of secrets or insights that I share in that book. So while this will follow a similar trajectory to the book, so that if you've got the book, you can kind of follow along and read, it's not going to be the same content. So you don't need to have the book, but if you do have it, you'll find you can kind of use each session here and then read more about it in the book and maybe see it from a different perspective or point of view. Now, if we're going to have a coaching conversation, we probably should have a conversation about what coaching is. Coaching, the simplest way I've ever come up with for describing it is coaching is a way of getting more out of yourself than you can get on your own. A way of getting more out of your life than you're probably able to get on your own. And I sometimes break coaching down into levels. And it's a little artificial, but imagine that there are sort of three levels of coaching. And at level one, that's performance coaching. So I'm trying to help you get the best out of yourself in the moment. So maybe get the best out of yourself for a big conversation or a big meeting. Get the best out of yourself before a performance. Get the best out of yourself before a game or a match. At level two, coaches explore how do you get the best out of yourself in a whole arena? Like, how do you get the best out of yourself in relationships? How do you get the best out of yourself in business? Well, then you go to a business coach or a relationship coach. How do you get the best out of yourself as a public speaker? And then you might go to a speaking coach. So instead of just helping you with a particular situation, a life coach is looking to help you with your whole life or a particular category of your life. Now, the conversation you and I are going to have is a transformative conversation. It's what I call a meaningful conversation about the nature of the human experience. And the purpose of that is so that we can get to a third level, a higher level of coaching, what I call transformative coaching or super coaching. And in super coaching, we're not looking to get more out of ourselves in one moment or get more out of ourselves in a particular life area. We're taking a deeper look at who we are and how we work and what life is and how life works, so that it's almost as though a whole new way of being in the world is what emerges. So it's not you as you know yourself, but a little bit better. It's actually you unleashed. I love dogs and I have dogs, and my favorite moment with my dogs is the moment where I let them off the lead and they realize they can run. And my dogs are fairly well behaved, but there's a beautiful moment when they're off leash and they've been released so that they can go, where you just see pure freedom, pure joy, unbridled aliveness. That's what we're up to here. We're looking to unleash you from all the ideas you've got about yourself, about life, about the past, about what's possible and not possible for you, so you can experience yourself moving in the world with that level of freedom and joy and aliveness. And in fact, there are sort of three things that happen in a transformative coaching, in a super coaching session. The first is you come alive. You wake up to yourself at a deeper level. In one of my books, I share the analogy of, imagine that you're a coach and Bill Gates comes to you for coaching, but he has amnesia. He can't remember that he's Bill Gates. And he's just this kind of slightly geeky older guy who wants to learn about how to run a business because you're a really good business coach. And the question is, if you had Bill Gates in front of you with amnesia, Would you spend your time trying to share your top business strategies? Or would you want to spend your time waking him up to who he really is? Waking him back up to what is already inside him? Now, I'm guessing I know the answer to that. Well, that's one of the sort of three things that we're going to be doing throughout this program, is we're going to be waking up to our aliveness, waking up to who and what we really are at a deeper level. And it doesn't matter if you think you already know who you are or if you have no idea who you are, because it's non-conceptual. We're not looking for you to come up with an answer like, who I am, blah, 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 blah. We're looking for you to have an experience of that inner aliveness, that inner spark. Because when you come from that spark, I sometimes call it a divine spark, because it's beyond our little human perspective. It's spiritual in nature. It is beyond the form. It's before all the ideas that we all have about who we are and how life works. When we live from that spark that you might see in a baby's eyes, that you might see in an animal as an expression of joy, that you might experience in yourself in whatever your favorite activities in life are. Those moments that are often talked about as flow or the zone or being in the groove. When you learn to find that place in yourself and live from it more and more, it lights you on fire. There was a preacher in the 19th century, and someone asked him, what's the secret to coming up with all these great things that you do and say? And he said, I just light myself on fire and see what happens. So that's part of the purpose of our time together, is to wake up to that, to come alive more and more and more. Second to that is to learn to navigate life beyond your psychology. So most coaching, most therapy takes this idea of psychology and goes, right, we need to fix your psychology. Let's diagnose first. Let's find out how you're broken, and then let's fix it. And there are, I think, over 450 different psychologies that each one has a different theory about what's broken and how to fix it. We're not going to mess with any of that. This entire program is beyond psychology. We're not saying you don't have one. I've got one, you've got one, everybody's got one. We all have habitual ways of thinking about life that, if that was all we were, would really limit us, and we really would need to sort that out and fix it. But I promise you, no matter how broken you think you are or how together you think you are, as you learn to navigate beyond your psychology, in spite of your psychology, in a way almost from that place in you that was always there before you even developed a psychology, you're going to find life so much easier to navigate, and you're going to find yourself not only with more of this pure energy and aliveness coming through you, but you're going to shoot yourself in the foot a heck of a lot less often. And that's going to do a world of good for you too. And then the third thing that comes from a super coaching conversation, from this transformative conversation we're going to be in, is you get to create cool stuff in the world. Because most people hire a coach because they want to create cool stuff in the world. There's something that would be really exciting for them, that they go, wow, if I could get to this level in my field, or if I could bring this change about in the world or in my life or with my family or with myself, that would be amazing. But what's interesting is that in order to create the cool stuff, instead of working directly on that, in our time together, we're going to go about it a little bit differently. Because in order to create the cool stuff, you need to be able to navigate relatively free of your psychology. And in order to navigate relatively free of your psychology, you have to have a deeper understanding of who and what you really are. And so The way that I've structured the program is the first few sessions together are going to be the foundations. And I'm going to encourage you to watch the first three sessions in order, and you can watch them as many times as you want, because they're going to be the basis for everything else that we do together. Now, the next set of sessions, you can do in any order, because in those sessions, we're going to be looking at different life areas, different life skills, things like productivity, things like goal setting, things like managing and handling moods, things like connecting with other people and being able to ask for things in the world, things like financial security. And we're going to look at how this deeper understanding of who and what we are, this awakening to our deeper potential, this unleashing of ourselves, changes the way we navigate in all of those life areas. And as I say, you can do those in any order, in any sequence, sort of when the mood strikes you. And then we're gonna come back for the last couple of sessions, and we're gonna kind of put it all together and see what that opens up for us moving forward. So there's two more things I want you to know before we finish this first session. The first one is the most common question that I'm asked by new clients is, okay, well, that's interesting. That's really cool. That sounds great. What do I do? Right? In fact, I've had it once in a first session with somebody where they got so mad at me for not telling them what to do that they screamed at me, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Well, here's the problem with that. If life was just a series of actions and you could just choose the right actions, and if I do the right things, I'll get what I want, people wouldn't really need a coach, right? They just need somebody to tell them what to do. Now, I'm guessing you're far enough along in your life to know that you probably know what to do in a lot of areas of your life, but you don't do it. And chances are you've made up, oh, it's because I'm this kind of person, or I'm stubborn, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not disciplined enough, or I'm whatever you've made up about why you don't do what you should do to create what you want. We're talking about a whole different game here. What moves the needle, what actually gets people to behave in ways where they go, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe this is amazing. Isn't better strategies. It's a deeper understanding of how life actually works, of how the mind actually works, of who and what we really are, of what we're capable of what we're up to, and of what we're up against. And we're going to be exploring all those things. Now, the key is going to be what I call insightful understanding. So I sometimes think of insightful understanding like getting it. Like if I told you a joke and you laughed, that means you got it. If I tell you a joke and you're able to explain to me why it's funny, that means you understand it intellectually as opposed to insightfully. And if I told you a joke and you said, okay, but what are the implications of that for my life? Then you've kind of missed the joke. And it's going to be the same here. As we talk about these different things throughout the program, there are going to be moments where you just get it and you just go, of course that's true. Of course that's how it works. I get it. And you will find you don't need to apply those insights, because you will automatically start behaving differently because the world looks differently to you, right? If I go up to a door and I think it opens outwards, and I really think it opens outwards and it's not opening, then all the strategies in the world won't help if it's actually a sliding door. Once I get it to sliding door, I'll just slide it. I don't need somebody to teach me how to slide it. It's kind of obvious. When we understand how something works, working it is very easy. But what you're going to see over the course of our time together is that a lot of what we think about how the world works and about how we work, it's just inaccurate. And as you get a more accurate understanding, a more insightful, accurate understanding of how life works, of how you work, of how we all work, it just gets easier to do whatever it is you want to do. So that's the goal. The goal with each of these sessions is insightful understanding, not application. Now, the second thing that might be different to how you're used to thinking about or doing things is we're going to be playing in what I call the vertical dimension more than the horizontal. So the horizontal dimension in life is sometimes called the dash, as in born, whatever year you were born, dash, and then whatever year you die, right? And life is the dash. It's that horizontal line between birth and death. But your experience of life isn't horizontal. Your experience of life has depth. It has highs and lows. And when we explore the vertical dimension of life, the vertical dimension of understanding, the vertical dimension of what I'm going to call consciousness throughout the program, a change in understanding changes our relationship with the straight line. So as you see more, as you see from a higher perspective, you have a completely different understanding. And if you've ever been in a glass elevator, you probably have some sense of how that works. At the bottom of the glass elevator, all you can see is usually just like the lobby of a hotel, if it's in a hotel. And then as you start to go up, you don't see much. And then maybe you just see some trees or buildings. And then as you go higher, you see, oh, these trees and buildings are in a neighborhood. And then if the glass elevator goes high enough, you start to see, oh, this neighborhood is in a city. And if the glass elevator went high enough, you would see that city is in a world. And you would have a completely different understanding, a completely different perspective as you went higher up the elevator. You'd have a different relationship with the world. Well, that's what we're going to do in our time together. We're going to explore the nature of things like the mind, the nature of happiness, the nature of goals, the nature of productivity, the nature of relationships, the nature of money. And as we do, you're going to go up the elevator and you're going to start to see more and you're going to have a different relationship with your life. A relationship that's a lot more fun, a lot easier, and gives you a lot more freedom and flexibility. So there's no homework from this session. There's nothing for you to go do or apply. But I wanted to take the time before we kind of get into the next stages to kind of just establish why we're here and what we're here for. So take your time, and when you're ready, I'll see you in the next session.